Hey now, exactly how is everybody living? Welcome to the jungle. I am Jim Rome, live in the Quicken Loans studios. Quicken Loans, you want to apply simply, you want to understand fully, and you want to mortgage confidently. Quicken Loans, great to be here. Good Thursday show for you. Can't wait to tell you all about it. So here's how this thing sets up. Your telephone number is toll free. It is free. Use it in the U.S., in Canada, no matter where you are. Call me right now. I've got an interview coming up next segment with Notre Dame head football coach Brian Kelly, but you know how it goes. If it's a really good telephone call, I'll bust open the format. The open is already set. I know what I want to cover, but I would change for the right telephone call. Or maybe you want to get in and set yourself up for the bottom of the hour. Call me right now. 1-800-636-8686. Start dialing. Follow me on Twitter, please, at Jim Rome. Email me at Rome, R-O-M-E, at Habitake.com. Every member of the XR4TI crew has got their role. Some will work the phones. Hawk. Some go through the tweets along with me and the email. We're all looking at all your content every single second. Find a way to participate. Now, if you want to lay out and just listen, that's fine. But if you want in, there are lots of different ways to do it. Brian Kelly joins us, Notre Dame head football coach. Coming up next segment, Notre Dame's got another big one this weekend. Middle of the program is wide open. Back end of the program is filling up. We have an amazing interview day in the way of college coaches. Brian Kelly, hour number three, Lincoln Riley, Oklahoma head coach. Kalani Sitake, BYU head coach. So we are set up. 3 hours of quality content and some really good interviews. Now, if you need some help, here it is. Thursday night, Rams, Vikes, tonight from Los Angeles. Now, on the one hand, I'll say this. It does feel a little bit different now than it did 5 days ago. A little different before Josh Allen and the Bills rolled into Minnesota and straight snatched souls. And now the Vikings have to somehow shake off the most stunning ass-kicking of early 2018, the season. Yeah, I don't think they like that. They got to shake off a beatdown and an ass-kicking and then jump a bird to LAX and beat the most complete team of 2018 thus far. And they've got to do it on a short week. Can Minnesota do that? Depends who you ask. If you were to ask my podcast co-host and two-time Super Bowl champ, Trevor Price, he would tell you that it's pretty much impossible.
The Vikings that are going to L.A. are going to get their heads kicked in. They're a wounded animal. The L.A. Rams, right now, the way their offense playing, they can kill wounded animals. If this was Sunday or Monday night, there'd be some time to get together. But that quick turnaround and flying from Minneapolis to L.A. to go play that offense after you just got beat up the way you did, I think the Vikings are in a lot of trouble right now.
That's Trevor Price. That is my fellow talking head on the RPO podcast. He won two Super Bowls. He played 14 years in the NFL. He thinks the Vikings are in really big trouble. My man is typically right. But that doesn't mean that it's not a damn good matchup still, because it is. Even after Buffalo curb stomped the Vikes, even with the Rams busted up in the secondary, it's still the Vikings and the Rams in the Coliseum. Aaron Donald, Ndamukong Suh, Todd Gurley, Kirk Cousins, Stephon Diggs, Harrison Smith. Still a possible NFC title game preview with nearly a half a bill in contracts on the field. Now, I'm not going to say it's going to be the greatest game ever, what Thursday game is, but it's not your average Thursday night affair. You've got Sean McVay v. Mike Zimmer, Jared Goff v. Kirk Cousins, an explosive offense versus a nasty defense. The Rams' dream team versus the Vikings team that came this close to hosting a Super Bowl last season. And you know they want nothing more than to square this thing up, get it right, and get their season back on track. But then you do have the Rams, and the Rams did come into the season with a ton of hype. The reigning offensive player of the year, the reigning defensive player of the year, the reigning coach of the year. And then they add Sue, Brandon Cooks, a pair of Pro Bowl corners. The hype meter broke with all that. And so far, the Rams are living up to it. They're 3-0. They're putting up 33 or more in every single game. And with the injury to Jimmy G and Frisco, the division is pretty much already in the bag for the Rams. Then you've got the Vikings. And they do coming into tonight's game, licking their wounds. That was a humiliating beatdown from Buffalo. Now, three games is not a hell of a lot for a sample size, but this Vikings offense still is not quite clicked. It is a short week. And did I say they just got their asses kicked by Buffalo? And they're dealing with the situation involving Everson Griffin. Oh, and they just got hammered by Buffalo, and they're flying halfway across the country, something they're not happy about. And they just lost by 3 touchdowns to Buffalo at home. So it would seem pretty logical that they're going to show up here in L.A. and get punched in the face again, right? I mean, if Josh Allen torched the Vikings, what do you think Jared Goff is going to do? Maybe they will, maybe they won't. Kind of goes back to what Trevor Price said, them being a wounded animal. It kind of depends on your view of a wounded animal. Is a wounded animal dangerous, or is a wounded animal not dangerous at all because it's wounded? I know this. The Vikes need this game badly. 1-1-1 is not how they expected to start the season. 1-2-1 is worse, much worse, especially if it means they fall even further behind the Bears in the NFC North. And again, the Rams, their secondary is banged up. Aqib Talib out. Marcus Peters probably out. They're down both starting cornerbacks, and they're going up against one of the best receiver tandems in Adam Thielen and Stephon Diggs. There's never a good time to be down a pair of Pro Bowl corners, but especially going up against those two. And then on top of that, as good as the Rams' defensive line is on paper, the results have not quite shown up on a stat sheet. 3 games in, Donald, Sue, Michael Brockers have combined for all of 2 sacks. So tonight would be a really good time to pick up a few more, especially against a Vikings offensive line that's got some question marks. So where do I come out? I've given you both sides of this. Where do I come out? I'm going to trust at son of bum to scheme it up defensively. Sean McVay to dial it up offensively. Says right here, Rams 31, Vikings 24. Rams by a touch. If you're on the East Coast, nap it out tonight, because then you can stay up and even with a busted up secondary, watch the Rams, because the Rams are must-see TV and you don't want to miss this. Rams by 7, and then they'll be bumping Ram It all night long in this city. I like this matchup. I can't say the same for every Thursday night matchup. Is it me or do the Bengals play every Thursday night? Not tonight. Rams v. Vikes. Vikes are a wounded animal. Rams are busted up in their secondary. Who do you got? Who do you like? You heard Trevor Price's prediction. You got my prediction. I'm taking the Rams. 7's a big number. I got the Rams by 7. 1-800-636-8686. Get up in here. Who do you like? Who do you have tonight and why? Rams and Vikings. Okay, other things. We got to talk some baseball coming down to the end of the regular season. Awesome stuff going on. You've got the Brewers, and they're showing up big again. Jacob DeGrom. Have you ever made an argument that a guy who's 10-9 should win the Cy Young Award? The most amazing thing about that, there is no argument. At 10-9, he's your Cy Young Award winner all day long. Did it again last night. Man, thank God the Mets didn't jack that up. At least the guy is over 500. At least the guy did get to 10 wins. There is your Cy Young Award winner. In fact, pretty amazing how much baseball we have. I want to talk about Bryce Harper. If that was the end, and apparently it was the end, that could not have ended any more weirdly than it did. That was a weird end to his career with the Nats last night. That's not the way that was supposed to go. But then again, as well as this guy's played, his entire tenure there was pretty weird. Why do I say that? Because if you've got Bryce Harper and you've got a future Hall of Famer and a guy who should have been the face of that franchise forever, if the highlight of his career in the district was home run derby, that's weird. That's weird. So I've got that for you too. Got something else for you that's not weird at all. Just really annoying. Ohio State. Man, could they be any more tone deaf than they are? I mean, seriously, Ohio State. Have you seen that tweet about shutting out the noise and silence? I mean, come on. Even for Ohio State. Like, I don't even want to talk about them anymore. I've said what I have to say about Ohio State. I don't want to talk about them anymore, but they keep bringing it up. They keep doing Ohio State-type things, so I've got to go there again. Also, one more baseball note. 2018 Major League Baseball season is over for 19 teams. And on top of that, so is the marriage engagement, apparently, of somebody who got his first big league start. This is unbelievable. Normally, this is not the kind of content that I go to, but this is unbelievable. A story involving a White Sox pitcher that you've never heard of, I'm sure, but you will soon. And I have that coming up also. Lots of college football. 1-800-636-8686. I hit it hard yesterday because I felt so strongly about it. Listen to Ep 52 of the Jim Rohn podcast with Eric Burns, one of my favorites. It's a top fiver. It's a top three. It goes right up there with Elk, David Goggins, all your favorite podcasts. It is awesome. You want to make sure you listen to it. And you want to get up in here. I've had a few issues with the phones this week. Hey, Adam Hawk, how are the phones this week? How's your computer? He's not feeling good about things. Hawk's already having a tough day. It's all right. It'll get better. It always does. Listen, if none of that appeals to you, if you're not interested in any of that and you want to go in a different direction and you want to get loose on something, you want to hit me up on something, do it. Just know, Batman.
I'm Batman.
He's Keith Arnold. I'm looking at a memo that Sean McVay has sent to LA area employers. Let me read this. Dear Los Angeles employers, the national spotlight will be focused on LA this Thursday, September 27th, when we host the Minnesota Vikings at 5:20 p.m. Coach Wade's typical bedtime. Consider this memo a formal request for early dismissal on behalf of your employees. They'll need time to change into their Rams gear, meet up with friends, and grab a rally towel before kickoff. I'm going to take commitment, energy, and enthusiasm from all of us, or it's going to take. For Los Angeles to shine on Thursday night, I trust you'll do your part. Sincerely, Sean McVay. Kind of hokey. It's all right. I'm sure the employees will appreciate it. Hey, boss, did you get the memo? Did you get the memo? Normally the boss is like, hey, yo, did you get the memo, employee? Hey, boss, did you get the memo? You know, the one from Sean McVay saying, please let us go early so we can go home, get into our Rams gear, get blasted, find our rally towels, and then show up committed with energy and enthusiasm. And this comes in response. Dear Sean McVay, on behalf of the residents of the dazzling city of LA, we want to thank you for letting us out of work early today. Even if it doesn't exactly apply to us, we still appreciate the gratitude. Yours, bums, stay-at-home dads, and most notably, IRA, Aaron in Omaha, War Wallet's responsibility and contributing to the illiteracy rate. Yeah, like these are things that are really unique to LA. Bums, stay-at-home dads, and IRA. Every town's got an IRA. And believe me, every town's got stay-at-home dads because there's nothing wrong with that. I wish I were a stay-at-home dad. If I were a stay-at-home dad, I wouldn't have to read crap like that. And bums. Yeah, there are bums in every major metropolitan. Aaron in Omaha. Hey, Aaron, there's nobody in Omaha that stays at home as a dad? You have no homeless people in Omaha? Aaron, I've been to Omaha. I love Omaha. You've got all that stuff, including IRA, the Midwest version of IRA. When we come back, Notre Dame head coach Brian Kelly. When we come back, hopefully better submissions from you. Do your job, clones. You do have a job to do. I'm doing mine. Do yours. There's something to be said for being the best. You know, when you've outrun, outpaced, outsmarted the competition. Elite athletes know, though, that you cannot be the best until you have beaten the best. To be the man, you have to beat the man. If you want to compete at the highest level, you need to be strong and stay strong, just like Castrol Edge, the strongest full synthetic motor oil engineered with fluid titanium technology to reduce power robbing friction. It also maximizes engine performance. In terms of this friction, did you know that friction can rob 10% of performance from your engine? Let me give you another example. Imagine you lining up across from somebody else. That guy's at 100%. You're at maybe 90. That guy's got the advantage. Castrol Edge is strong under pressure. It reduces friction, so your engine can't perform at its highest level. It's not only strong, it's three times stronger. Three times stronger than the leading full synthetic against viscosity breakdown. That was tested in the Kurt Orban test. It is the strength that your engine needs to perform at the highest level and keep you living on the edge. Castrol Edge, stronger under pressure.
You're listening to the Jim Rohn Show.
Welcome back. I'm Jim Rome. As I mentioned, it is a huge college football day, especially in the way of interviews. Coming up in hour number three, BYU head coach Kalani Sitake, also Oklahoma head coach Lincoln Riley. But right now, as promised, we are joined by the head football coach at Notre Dame. He is in his ninth season at Notre Dame. He was the National Coach of the Year in 2009 and 2012. More than 200 career wins. Notre Dame's unbeaten. They're 4-0 this season. They're number 8 in both polls, and another huge matchup on Saturday night. Number 7, Stanford, at number 8, Notre Dame. Notre Dame head coach Brian Kelly is my guest. Brian, nice to have you back. Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thanks, Jim. Thanks for having me on.
Always good to have you. All right, so you're coming off a 56-27 win at Wake Forest, where the offense put up a season high in points and yardage. What did you make of what you saw from the offense after you made the switch of quarterback from Brandon Wimbush to Ian Book?
Efficiency, distribution to a number of different receivers and running backs, and what we needed. We were still evolving offensively, and to, obviously from Brandon Wimbush's perspective, he went in there, beat Michigan, but he had a lot of young players around him. And so a lot of that had to do with the, evolution of the offense. But we felt like Ian was a guy that really could elevate it, and he did a great job.
Now, Brian, can I ask you, and I appreciate your thoughts on that too, can I ask you, you've been coaching for 28 seasons. Have you ever been in a situation where you had an undefeated team and you made a change of quarterback that was not due to an injury?
No, that was the first time I've ever done that. You're still evaluating your team and trying to figure out what's the best way to, continue to improve as the season kind of moves on. And yeah, I mean, Brandon was 13-3 as a starter, 3-0, and you beat a really good Michigan team. I think in some instances that's not an easy thing for a coach to do, but I knew it was, for our betterment as a football team.
Brian Kelly joining us. By all accounts, Wimbush is a good leader, and he's somebody who has poured a lot into improving as a player. And as you pointed out, you don't beat Michigan without him. He carried the offense in that game. So what was it like to have to tell him that decision? And then how do you think he's responded since then?
It was one of the hardest things I've done as a coach, because I love him to death. He's like a son in terms of, the emotional attachment that you have to somebody that is always trying to get better at everything he does. He represents our program in such a positive way, both in the locker room and around this community. So it was really difficult. He's been really good. I think at first it's, like anybody's reaction, there's a bit of a shock that goes through you. But this week in practice, he was outstanding. He was vocal. He was preparing in a sense that he was the starter. And that takes such maturity at 19, 20 years old to be able to do that. I was very proud of him.
Notre Dame head football coach Brian Kelly, my guest. And then a final thought. For instance, if Book went out and he had a tough Saturday, the decision might not look so great, but instead, he threw for more than 300 yards and accounted for 5 touchdowns on his own. The rushing offense found a new level. So what's it mean for the team going forward? Is Book the guy the rest of the way?
Well, he's going to obviously be the guy that we look to this weekend. But, we reserve the right to have Brandon go in there because he can win. He's 13-3. So, why not have him ready to come in if we think he can help us win a game? And that's kind of what I've told our football team. They're prepared to play with either one of the quarterbacks. And that's really all that matters, Jim, is that our team is ready and prepared. There's no division in the locker room. There's not one side versus the other. They know both these guys can help us win, and we're prepared to play them both if we think that that's what needs to be done.
We're talking to Notre Dame head coach Brian Kelly. Notre Dame and Stanford coming up this weekend. Brian, the thinking had been that Jafar Armstrong had been recruited to Notre Dame as a wide receiver, but then he was moved to running back. So what did you see in him that made you feel like he might have success in the backfield? And then how do you think he's handled that transition?
It's a good question. We kind of saw it early on. He was an early enrollee. We saw it in the weight room, actually, Jim, in terms of his physicality, his ability to sustain a load of effort in January and February. He was a phenomenal in terms of his strength and the way he worked out, and we saw a mental and physical toughness that could really translate into another position. As you know, he caught the ball coming out of the backfield exceedingly well for us these last 4 weeks as well. So we saw a bit of a hybrid, if you will, somebody that could learn how to run the football but was very, very talented. But he showed us that toughness in our off-season conditioning and weight training that gave us an inclination that this guy could fit in as a running back.
Now, they're all big. They're all huge. But I'm always fascinated by this matchup, Notre Dame and Stanford. You've got them on Saturday night. So this season, when you look at the Cardinal, what sticks out to you the most?
Versatility on the offensive side of the ball. If you don't stop Bryce Love, you have no chance to win. So everybody is going to put that extra player to stop the run. And then that opens up one-on-one matchups for, Arcega-Whiteside, Parkinson. I mean, they have big athletic wide receivers. And I think the difference is Costello's able to get them the football in some favorable one-on-one matchups. So, David Shaw does a great job of, playing chess during the game. If you want to take Bryce Love out of the game by adding an extra defender, he's going to find the one-on-one matchups, and they're doing a really good job of that.
It seems to me also the rivalry is so underrated, but it's so great because the programs are both great, but then the institutions are really so interesting and stellar. Like, for instance, because of the academic standards and the football success at both schools, there's always going to be comparisons made between the programs. So what do you see as some of the similarities and maybe some of the differences between Notre Dame and Stanford?
Well, obviously from a football standpoint, Stanford has really had a great run here over the last 10 years. Ours has been over the last 90 years. So, there's a difference in terms of longevity and national championships. I think from an academic standpoint, certainly, being a Catholic institution, we're a little bit different there, but we're both looking for excellence, both in the classroom and on the football field. And that's, I think, the ties that bind here with both institutions. And so, we're recruiting similar players. If you've probably visited Stanford, you're probably going to visit Notre Dame as well. And so I think that that's where, a lot of the rivalry comes from.
Brian Kelly, my guest. One last thought, Brian. There's been so much talk this week about the new redshirt rule in college football, which, of course, allows players to participate in up to four games without losing a year of eligibility. What do you make of that rule?
I think it's a great rule. I think it gives the student athlete now that has an opportunity to go in and compete. It really helps them, with their mental game in terms of how they handle themselves in the classroom and their preparation and attention to detail and all the things that they need as they enter into college. And then it helps out a young man like Kelly Bryant, who now is in his fourth season, and he's not going to be the starter. Now he's got an opportunity to go next year and be a starter somewhere. So yeah, it's difficult for Dabo because it puts him shorthanded for this season, but he's got his starter and now Kelly can go and be a starter somewhere else. So I think it's a great rule. It helps the student athlete and it benefits everybody from a program standpoint too.
He is a two-time National Coach of the Year and a big one coming up. Notre Dame is 4-0. They're number 8 in both polls and they are hosting Stanford on Saturday night. Head coach Brian Kelly, our guest. Brian, so good to have you back. I always appreciate the visit. Thank you very much. Good luck this weekend.
Thanks, Jim. Thanks for having me on the show.
Brian, great to have you on the show. Thanks so much. Notre Dame football. Now, Stanford has a lot of karma on the program, but so does Notre Dame. So does Notre Dame. Brian Kelly comes on every single year. Love the matchup. You talk about the great rivalries in college football. This one is not necessarily the one that comes to mind first or is near the top of the list. Definitely should be. One of my favorites. Stanford, Notre Dame, and both in the top 10. Great matchup Saturday night. Who do you like here? Notre Dame's awfully tough. They're going to be tough. That defense is not getting the credit that it deserves. You saw what they did offensively to Wake Forest. Then again, it's only a matter of time before Bryce Love explodes. He's going to get his at some point, right? Who do you like in that matchup? Got a great matchup tonight, Rams and Vikings. I already gave you my pick on that. Trevor Price gave you his pick on the RPO. Who do you like tonight and why? Phone lines are now open all the way into hour number 3. Don't wait on that. You take too much time, you're not going to get through an hour three. Right now it's the time to call 1-800-636-8686. Lots of baseball to get to. Also, I love this job. Can't you tell? Having a great day already. I talk sports every single day. They pay me to talk sports. It's an awesome job. I even get quality contributions from you clones on occasion. However, don't get this part twisted. I'd love to say I roll in here every single day and crack open the mic and just go. I wish it were that easy. I'm not that smart. I'm not that good. I got to prep. Part of my prep is getting a good night of rest. I want to be well rested so I can bounce back and recover. The way I do that, nobody snores in my house. I don't. Janet doesn't. Jake doesn't. Logan doesn't. Sapphire the cat doesn't. Cody the ragdoll cat doesn't. Man, none of us do. We all sleep well. That might not be the case in your home. If somebody snores, get a Zypa, ZYPPAH.com. It's happy Z spelled backwards. Zypa, ZYPPAH. You see, if you're snoring, you're not sleeping. If you're not sleeping, you're not getting rest. And if you're not rested, I guarantee you're not competing the next day. Zypa can help you with all that. It is a solution to snoring. Go to ZYPPAH.com. Make sure you and everybody you know has happy Z's. Put an end to snoring. Get a great night of sleep with a Zypa. Go to Zypa.com.
Live from Southern California, this is the Jim Rome Show on CBS Sports Radio.
I want to reset the Brian Kelly interview in 1 second. First up, though, CBS's Super Bowl season continues with a great doubleheader. First, the undefeated Dolphins go to New England for an AFC Eastern showdown. Love that game. Patriots need a win badly. I'm going to argue that it's a must-win for them. Meanwhile, you've got Miami, who's undefeated. Drew Brees coming off an exciting overtime winning TD and setting the NFL's career completion record. Takes New Orleans into New York to battle Eli and the Giants. The day kicks off with the NFL Today, presented by Jeep at 12 Eastern, 9 Pacific. So Brian Kelly, I thought, was great for a number of reasons. Number one, I thought he was really open and really candid about his quarterback situation. Normally, coaches that have two quarterbacks are not going to tell you why they did what they did, why they made the choice. I thought he was really candid about that, really straightforward and really honest, which I appreciate. I thought he was great there. And then at the very end, when I set that up by saying, you know, Stanford and Notre Dame have a lot of similarities, but there are some differences. What are the similarities and differences? And for him to say what he said, and some of you are reacting, before I play that sound, this email says, dang, Rome, Kelly with the straight fire on Stanford. I guess that he forgets who was in the first Rose Bowl, Jim in Canton. Chris in St. Pete tweets, Kelly, we've had 90 years of success. Weiss, what about my years? Kelly, let's not get into that right now.
Let's not get into that yet.
No, but he did when I asked him the question. Did you expect? I would imagine while there's a great deal of respect between those two coaching staffs, and you know there is, there's no love lost between those two coaching staffs because that was straight fire. For Brian Kelly to answer that question like this.
Well, you know, obviously from a football standpoint, you know, Stanford has really had a great run here over the last 10 years. You know, ours has been over the last 90 years. So, you know, there's a difference in terms of longevity and national championships.
Have some. I mean, listening back to it, it sounded even better. That's got to be making its way through the Stanford football facility already, right? You know, that they've had a nice little run for 10 years, but we've done it for 90 years. So there is a difference in terms of longevity. Oh, and national championships.
Well, you know, obviously from a football standpoint, you know, Stanford has really had a great run here over the last 10 years. You know, ours has been over the last 90 years. So, you know, there's a difference in terms of longevity and national championships.
Have some more. It's amazing. Brian Kelly. Notre Dame, Stanford. So already there was a lot of heat and a lot of hype, and now even more. That was so good. That was strong. You know, David Shaw will have his guys ready. I love that game. And now I love it even more. So my thanks to Brian Kelly. Keeping it real, coming in here. Love it. I'm going to think, A, he's in a good place, feeling good about his team, feeling good about his chances. B, I don't know, maybe he knew where he was. This is what you get when you come in the jungle. Guys know where they are. Good job, Brian Kelly. Much respect. And Stanford, though, is a great jungle program. They always represent well in the jungle. David Shaw always comes up big when he comes in. All right, so where do you come out on that? Rome, turns out the Dodgers did not need me to continue choking. Signed, you in Chicago. John in Huntington Beach, were you not playing favorites, but you telling Janet I'm one of your favorites? Wow, John, where do I start there? Number one, bro, she's never heard of you. She has no idea who you are. Number two, your name would never, ever, ever come up even 1 second outside this show, much less in my home at the dinner table. Janet's caught up. Janet's caught up in life. Janet's got so many things going on you wouldn't believe. She doesn't know the show or listen to the show the way she used to. If I were to say to Janet, who are your favorite callers? Or name some jungle callers. Janet literally at this point would probably say, Jeffrey DiTola, Iafredi, Silk, because she sometimes sees Silk in and around town. So no, John, she has no idea who you are, nor would I ever mention you. Now, if it'll make you feel better, it's a weird thing. I've got to ask my mother about this, actually. For whatever reason, literally, I don't know if I've ever said this. Like, if you go to my Wikipedia page, it says that I was born in Tarzana, or it once said that. That's not true. Somebody should go into Wikipedia if it still says that. I've never actually gone to my Wikipedia page. I'm not about that. I don't Google myself. I don't do that. But somebody told me that once. Bro, you were born in Tarzana? No, I was not. Wikipedia says so. I was not. Literally, you want to know where I first lived? John, this will blow your mind. Huntington Beach. Huntington Beach. I lived in HB as a kid. I don't know how my parents ended up down there. Because then we lived in the west side of L.A., then went 818. 818 for life. But I spent my early years, like maybe the first 2 years of my life, in HB. 818 for life. Stucknut, I think, changed my birthplace to L.A. I was born at UCLA Hospital, but my folks lived in HB. And I have no idea why they did. I don't know how the rest of you deal with this. Like, my dad passed away in 1992. So every once in a while, I'll think of something I want to ask my mother because my mom lives maybe 4 hours from me by car. So I've got this running list of things I mean to ask her that I never get around to. Like, hey, yo, why were you living in Huntington Beach? What was that all about? Rome, just finished up the podcast with Eric Burns. Holy smokes. Reminds me of a time me and two buddies walked into the wrong apartment after a party at 3 a.m. Luckily, the guy asleep on the couch was not Eric Burns, or I might have gotten a bat to the head. Joel in the ATX. I'm not playing that story here. You need to listen to it. Go to the Jim Rome podcast. It's one of the best stories ever. He told the story on this show in 2003 and said yesterday or 2 days ago in the podcast when we sat down that people still stop him and say, hey, yo, Eric, that story you said in the jungle back in the day about that guy who came into your apartment in the middle of the night. He told the story on the podcast. It's awesome. That's what that emailer is referencing. Rome, get the stab-proof vests. And the car flags out. The Rams are 7-point favorites at home against the second-best team in the conference. Minnesota fan will be lucky if they get out of that stadium alive tonight. War Adam Hawk sitting in studio for an entire hour if we get the RPO to number one. Dan in Denver, RTN. You got to want something better than that, right? Hawk in studio for an hour? If you get the RPO, all right, I'm going to check myself. I almost said something I was going to regret. Two things. We're going to set this up again. Email and tweet at me and Hawk what you want in exchange. Batman, in exchange for the RPO podcast climbing up the charts. Remember, this is how you got Romageddon. You got the Jim Rome podcast to number one on iTunes. The RPO starring me and Trevor Price. Starring Trevor Price and I. Get that thing up the charts. I will give you, and I want you to submit what you want right now. You cannot have the things you've already had. You can't have Bum Smack. You can't have personal appearances, show fodder. You can't have the return of the Rat Family. You can't have Toby. You've already had these things. They were all part of Romageddon. Hit me up, hit Hawk up on Twitter, hit us up on email. What do you want? I'll take the bribe. What do you want in exchange? This guy wants Hawk for an hour in studio with me. I'll give you something for number 10. I'll give you something for number 5. I'll give you something for number 3. I'll give you something for number 1. Hawk wrecking this show for an hour, that's probably number 1. All right? The other thing he said was, get the stab-proof vests and car flags ready. That's funny, Dan. That's funny. I was at the Coliseum last weekend without a stab-proof vest. Got in, got out. It was fine. Was not threatened. There was nothing. It was fine. It was great. What the hell are you talking about? This email reads, Ram it. Regards, the Vikings players trying to stuff their luggage in the overhead bin on the flight home tonight after losing by 25. The only thing worse than having to fly all the way here from Minneapolis on a short week after getting beaten down by the Buffalo Bills at home is having to fly back after getting beaten down by the Rams in prime time. They hate that trip. Mike Zimmer says he hates that trip. They'll be fine with a trip if they take care of their business, but I don't think they will. At Table Slam Fan tweets, hey, Jim, does my name come up in your home regularly? Thanks, DMX. It does more often than John in Huntington Beach. Stephen S.A. tweets, I just may be pulling for the Irish on Saturday. I had no rooting interest prior to that Kelly interview. And that was really something. I know Brian Kelly has that in him. Hell, every coach has that in them. But not many coaches have it in them to say it on the show. And that's not a guy that didn't know where he was. Brian Kelly is very smart, very calculating, like all great coaches. He knows what he's saying. He knows exactly what he's doing. That was not an accident. He answered that question honestly and knew exactly where he was and what he was saying.
Well, you know, obviously from a football standpoint, you know, Stanford has really had a great run here over the last 10 years. You know, ours has been over the last 90 years. So, you know, there's a difference in terms of longevity and national championships.
You know, it's not untrue. This email, and clones, by the way, congrats. Good contributions this segment. Really good content. Dear Jim, I'm a Vikings fan. Good contributions. I'm a Vikings fan who's going to go to the game tonight. Being totally honest, I'm just hoping to avoid a beatdown. Not from the Rams. The Vikes are going to roll that patchwork outfit in their own rental home. And I'm just hoping to not personally get beat down or stabbed in the parking lot. Any tips? Thanks. Brett from Bugaha. Were I Ray using the moon as a nightlight? Yeah, Brett, I've got a tip for you. Stop wasting my time and stop emailing this show. Almost anybody else, if I were to look right into a camera on CBS Sports Network or spit right into a microphone, stop emailing my program, you would. You'd be like, really? You think you're better than me? Screw you. You got it, jerk. Not this guy. Brett's like, oh, stop emailing? You mean email me twice as much as I normally do? No, Brett, seriously, my tip, stop emailing this program. You're not going to the game tonight. There's no risk of you getting beat down or stabbed. I just said I was at the Coliseum this past weekend and, frankly, dressed pretty well. Frankly, wearing a pretty nice ticker. Nobody threatened me. There was no issue. I love this rap that LA has. Yeah, that's a really dangerous place to go. I got bad news. You wear enemy colors in any stadium in the NFL, you may be at some risk. Some risk. This is not an LA thing. And let me stop you here. Not an Oakland thing either. This is a life thing. This is a opponent thing. This is an enemy thing. This is a liquor thing. This is a no life thing. This is a some people's idea of fun is different than the rest of us thing. This is a there's a difference in reasons to go philosophy thing. wearing the other team's colors to me is not a reason to go. Thing. Second hour is wide open. We've had good tweets, good emails. Let's get some good phone calls next.